Hello, everyone. My name is Dmytro Kostik. I'm founder of the Carisoft company, and we do in interactive tables for restaurant and for public environment. So I would like to start from the video that show the main scenario and purpose for our creation.
This company is changing the way that we dine.
So, what's the buzz? Let's start from the beginning. At all times, people gathered at the table to communicate, to flirt, to discuss some news, to draw an idea on a napkin. But then, something happened. People stopped conversing when dining. Though there are billions of big surfaces they can communicate on, people give all their attention to small but interactive devices. The idea to remake a boring table into an interactive one seems obvious, but it is not that simple to create an interactive dining table. Dozens of prototypes appeared, but in real restaurants, their longest durability was 4 months only. However, one company from Ukraine has made it. Introducing Interactive Restaurant Technology, the first interactive table for restaurants that really works. Due to the original system of hardware and software solutions, a durable, fast, convenient, and cost-effective product appeared. IRT tables have been working in many countries in real restaurants for 46 months without a single trouble, and they keep running, providing an appealing 11-month payback for the investors. These tables have attracted more than a million interactive impressions so far, and it makes this solution an emerging medium. Real tables, real restaurants, real human interactions. IRT returns live communication and emotions at the table and invites brands to become the part of this uniting social story. The software is open for branded applications, and the hardware is designed to meet any creative ideas. The scale of this underestimated media is growing, and the first industrial assembly line has been launched already. The future of dining has come. And thinking about media, maybe the table is the new TV?
So we start from this idea 7 years ago and built our own restaurant in Cyprus that is in Europe. And we find out that people really love the idea. The people love to play with this kind of technology on the surface. And we start in growing up this as a platform. And we have pretty standard architecture that we have table, every table connected to the cloud. And we also have local servers in every restaurant because of not great connection to the cloud all time. So we need to duplicate some data. But more interesting part is the table itself. So let's take a look what inside. Inside we have Ultra HD screen. That is really important to provide this kind of screen when people sit near to screen at like 30 centimeters distance from eyes to the surface. And we design our own sensor technology because all other sensor technology cannot meet our requirements in terms of durability, like projected capacitive or infrared technology or in pixel sense as well. We create a technology that process more than 1,000 touches simultaneously. It also have object recognition and shape recognition. And all of this works through up to 22 millimeter of glass. So for restaurant environments where somebody can smash a glass on the surface, it's really important to have a durable solution. We do touch processor on the Raspberry Pi over Windows IoT core. And inside the LEC table itself running on the Intel Core i7 processor and NVIDIA graphic card, to achieve 4K resolution performance. And we also use the third component of our IoT solution. We call this CoBox. It's for hardware monitoring, telemetry, Bluetooth low energy control of the table, and to provide smooth experience to connect all table together inside the restaurant in the micro network. And from software, we find some challenges. 7 years ago, when we started our first restaurant, we designed an application. It was run on the Windows 7 and designed on the WPF, like single instance application. But we recognize in the long-term perspective, we need something that we can run third-party applications. And the challenge is most of devices like TV, like smartphone, tablet devices, it's designed for one point of view orientation. And in our scenario, we have four different seats on the table, and every application should be layouted in different place. And there are no existing operational system in the market that provide this kind of scenario. So we spent a couple of years to playing with many hacks. And to solve this problem, we choose Windows IoT Enterprise that is allowed to write our custom shells. We use a lot of hacks for desktop Windows Manager to allow rotate the windows, put additional process inside a container and fluid layout of the windows. We also use a lot of hacks for application frame hosts because, as you know, Windows Consumers Edition allow only one instance of Universal Windows Platform at the same time. But in our scenario, again, we need like at least four instances of the same application. So we rewrite also this part. And we write on touch processor and injector because from the box, again, from the normal consumer experience, many operational systems that support like 100 touches at the maximum. But in actual restaurant, the touch sensor generate more than 1,000 touches at the same time. Like imagine when you put hand, objects, plates, glasses, cutlery. And some of our table have more than 200 days uptime in the actual restaurant. That is fantastic for this kind of devices. It's not server, it's consumer device with user interface. And we also achieve the best performance in 4K resolution in 2D multiprocess graphic, because imagine in the table surface itself, we run seven applications simultaneously. And it's a few applications that is run in the 4K at 60 GHz and all other run in the full HD. And it also provides independent and collaborative multi-user experience, like for all family can do like puzzle together. Another part of the system, Windows IoT Core. So inside the table, we have three different processors. And Windows IoT Core we use for processing data from the touch sensor. It's almost real-time processing. We achieve pattern and object recognition at more than 200 frames per second. We do also software and hardware stack implementation. For the future, it's great for us to do such cost-effective solutions like Raspberry Pi and easy to migrate to industrial scale for any other MCU or SoC at scale. And we thinking about this experience in the restaurant space like a new form factor and new platform. So like many years ago, it was exist apps for PC, for web, for smartphone, tablets. Now it's for wearable, augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality, and so on. And I believe that this table is something, something that will be achieved next few years. And we just counting from the number of the installation and number of tables that just exist already in the market. Like in cafe, in the restaurants, totally number of tables 6 times more than smartphone on the market right now. and we do not count in like educational market or something like this. So it's really huge market. And on the end, I would like to show the video that is describe our latest restaurant and some feedback from our client.
Hi, my name is Dmitro Kostin. In my childhood, I have crashed the TV set, and now I'm doing the same with stereotypes in a restaurant business. To be honest, we're not the inventors of interactive tables. Dozens of prototypes appeared before, but most of them are for office usage only. Nobody has ever created a technology to make these tables interact in public places, such as restaurants. The main reason is the unique multi-touch technology that can work through 22 millimeters of tempered glass. This is a new method that allows to recognize more than 1,000 touches simultaneously. In average, it is 10 times faster than any tablet on the market. IRT tables have been working in many countries for real restaurants in 46 months without a single trouble and keep running. It was really important for me to choose a sustainable platform with the ability to work 24/7. Using the Microsoft Azure as a cloud platform is a guaranteed uptime with high reliability. And Microsoft Windows IoT as the best solution for embedded devices with the 20-year support from Microsoft. So it really works. With this kind of product, you can create businesses on the top and achieve more. It can be entertainment applications as well as recommendation services. Shopping apps will make a connection between brands and customers. It will build a new business where the tables will be used as a platform. Due to the original systems of hardware and software solutions are durable, fast, convenient, and cost-effective product appear. The business benefits are just as impressive. IRT provides an appealing 11-month payback with the return of the investment in under a year. The most profitable use of our product is the use at the intersection of several industries: retail, entertainment, food. People can easily take a look at what brands are presented at department store while eating at the food court. They can also choose cinema tickets with no need to queue anymore. The technology allows us cutting the cost, improve operations with all the processes and staff managed as the ordering going from the table to the cloud and then to the kitchen directly. So the business need just a couple of plate runners. Real tables, real restaurants, real human interactions. It's easy to control a business, keeping everything in one place. No risk of humanity anymore. Secondly, the new way of advertising. A high level of income, more than 52% to be more precise, is triggered by ads channels. Just one example to make it clear. In one of our restaurants in Dubai, the profit from advertising channel covered all food costs in a way that we are able to serve great food for our visitors for free. Papa Sean is a new interactive cafe for a happy family, just to take a rest and have fun. We were the first restaurant that implemented this technology in Ukraine. The result is obvious. We are the leaders. We truly believe in the technology. What we feel strongly about is our belief in this technology that is fixed by statistics either. We gain maximum profits, lifetime value is increased. Needless to say, people just enjoy it. There is a total gamification of the process. Waiting for their orderings, people are absorbed with the interactive, sharing photos and surfing social media. Children are also engaged, which is another benefit for parents. All that we can imagine, we fully can implement in this kind of system, and this is amazing. It makes this kind of business an emerging media. That's what we call innovations.
And for the last, I have a great news. I bring one table from Ukraine with me here. And I welcome everyone to take a look. It's located in IoT Hub. So please welcome to check it out by yourself. Thank you very much.